Bonnie Johnson here, bringing you the colors of Jazz All Stars. It is a pleasure to introduce pianist Tayrim Jean, is bringing her back after 10 years plus since she was last in studio with me.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's your week been?
Oh, we've been so good. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh, what a wonderful weather today, huh?
It is beautiful. It's like
Beautiful.
75 today.
I don't know. It's incredible. I was around Boston, so I came to Berkeley, and then everyone is playing. So it was like, oh my goodness. I almost thought
Oh.
about going to the car, but outside is as loud. There's so many
Yeah.
people out. So I was like, I found a room with all soundproof. This is your new room, has the soundproof. Fortunately, I was able to get in, so it's like, okay, so great.
Nice.
It
So
was
it's
it's
spring break, right?
it
Is
is
this?
yeah it is but I have a gig tonight after this, so I had to come in a little early. So I it's in Cambridge, so I was doing here, and then I'm gonna just go right after. Yeah,
Nice. Well, I'm
all
excited
right.
to have you come into studio.
I am excited to be back. It's
Yeah.
be what, 2012 was it, like the last time?
Can you believe it
Yeah.
literally? Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I think you're right. I feel like it definitely I feel like it was 20 for some reason 10 years stood out for me when I looked at the calendar.
Maybe you are right. I don't know. I
Seemed
went
like
back
10
to
years ago.
Yeah, I went back to the studio and play with the trio. That might be the last, and then I think you might be right. And I think one time I had just interview only. But I think that's the probably 2012 or something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's good to have you back. I
Oh,
mean, you
thank you.
came in for the emerging artists. You're doing
Yeah.
your thing. You're at
We did.
Berkeley. You know, I'm
Yes,
glad you're
yes.
still around.
Yeah,
It's
thank you.
nice
Thank
to
you.
catch up.
Yes, certainly.
And you know, when your album Groovitude dropped, I was like, oh, I should try to interview. And then I think someone else did. But you know, when
Joe Sierra.
I always
Yeah.
play. I mean, I
Oh, thank
still to
you.
this day
Appreciate it.
play. I
Oh,
love the
wow.
album.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank
You
you.
know, and I love the title, Groovitude. Yeah, how'd you come up
Groove.
with that? I'm interested.
It's groove plus attitude. It's a groovy tune I made up,
Nice.
and it's kind of like your own style. Everyone has the different groove, you know, the way of groove. And I kind of like, oh, this is how I groove, and I wonder how you would groove. And kind of all well-known standard I made up very interesting way, you know, to very groovy way, you know. For example, like a
Yes.
Nature Boy, it was a little bit of R&B, but 16th groove. Even like summertime, you know, so it's groovy, so people move, but I wanted the people to feel kind of liberal, and they take their own kind of authority to move their body when they listen to it, and just feel really feel comfortable and then just having fun, you know, when they listen to
Yeah.
music, their song that they love so many years. Yet I felt like, okay, I have my own right to arrange the, you know, music the way I want, I hear it. So, you know, I wanted a kind of like, oh, you know, some little sassy way to say, like, I have a little attitude of how to groove. So I came with like a groovy tune. That's why
I love it.
I
I
came
love
with the,
that.
thank you. Thank you.
And then, of course, you tapped two drummers, Terry Lynn Carrington and Yoron Israel. Obviously, they're there at Berkeley with you, yeah?
Yes, they do. Terry has been so busy, as you know. She got, you know, like five Grammys. And
Right.
then she does have her own institute, Jazz and Gender Justice. And, you know, she's just been all over doing her own thing, very, very busy. So I actually did work with her for my new album coming up, and she only was able to work with me a little producing part of it.
Oh.
Yeah, but so we saw each other like last year or so, but I know she's been doing a lot of her own thing and being very, very active, you know, doing her album. So yeah, she's teaching definitely at Berkeley and doing her music. And Yoran, of course, he's the chair of the percussion department. So I see, passing each other like first department, because this is piano department, half of, and then fourth, he's also in the fourth department, so we sometimes just passing each other and say hello, So yeah, so both I recorded in a different date. So Terry played a couple and he played a couple songs, and they both, of course, amazing in their own way. So I appreciate their participation, of course, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And so yeah, different arrangements and different sort of settings for the various tunes. So and now this new project, what can we expect?
It's kind of, I put a lot of my original and also arrangement for some jazz standards, Freedom Jazz Dance is on one of them,
Oh.
and also one of the song, the Milton Nascimento, so one of his tunes, and a lot of my originals, and but still very groovy. So I'm
Okay.
very I don't want to spoil it, but I have a lot of great players, exciting project. So I'm working on it now.
Well,
You do.
you know, you say groovy. When I thought about this year, and as I call the colors of Jazz All Stars, you came to mind because of your groovitude and because
Oh,
of
wow.
the vocalist that I had in mind, that is Valerie Stevens and Simply Whitney, because they're groovy. And I knew you could get into their groove.
Oh,
If
thank
that,
you.
yes, I knew that you could bring it.
Oh, beautiful. And also Kiara, Moser bass. Yeah, and also Ivana, they probably can kill it. So I'm
Oh
very
yeah, that's
excited.
what I'm saying. You all good. You all might find out. You know what I
That'll be awesome.
mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you're going into Scholars next month. You got a
Yes.
gig there, right?
Yes, I'll be playing on Saturday, April 26th at 7 o'clock, and I've been very blessed. This will be my third year, this becoming my annual event. So
Nice.
I played right after, pandemic basically, and I released the Groovitude there, the album 2020, and then it was a sold out concert. And 2 years in a row, it's been very successful, and this will be my third year coming back. So I'll be playing with Mark Walker on drums, and then John Lockwood on bass. So
Oh,
we're
you
gonna
got
have a
John
trio.
Lockwood. Wow.
Yeah, John Lockwood's, yeah, so it's confirmed. So now I'm planning to doing more promotion, but I've been so thankful that I have the follower now who is excited to come back. So a lot of great seats are already sold. So I think I'm very in a good place that I'll be ready and excited to just be back and just do my own thing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's phenomenal. Will you play any of your new tunes coming
I
up on the album or?
sure. I am thinking of I don't know if you follow me, but like on Instagram, and Facebook, I post almost every day of my
Oh, in
own
your
solo piano.
playground.
Yes, I named
Yes.
it in my Harem's Playground because, I think it's, I feel like as a musician, as an artist, we always have to have this kind of place where you just keep working on stuff, like a child, just to see if it works,
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that we're not, it's like in a place that which can something gonna burn out or something. But we just kind of try, oh, what if I do with this and that, and let me just try out. So what I do every night per se is not a final product. It may not be perfect, but I always feel like, well, I like to share, and see how people actually enjoy and they respond, and so I can keep developing, in a way that how I can arrange or compose or even free improv and just playing it and see how I can approach to my music to approach more people in a way
Okay.
that they can also appreciate. Because I think as a musician, I think sharing is a big part of joy.
Yeah.
Sharing. So you're doing your music because you want to do it and you love it. But when you share with other people, the joy actually becomes even bigger. So
Yeah.
that's, I think I'm trying to see if I can come up with something very creative or something even just playing it and just feel comfortable in how people can actually enjoy together. time experiences like in my playground, like a little child.
I love that. I love
Thank
that,
you.
hey Rim. You know,
Thank
and
you.
it's true. We need that respite. And, you know, there's so much to be said about what we get from the music. And then having that Instagram and being able to go live or even, you know, look back, folks can, you know,
Exactly.
find these recordings. And so, what was childhood like for you, speaking of? Like, what was your playground like? Were you
My
playing
playground.
piano as a little kid?
You're right. You're definitely right. I grew up in Korea, and now I always thought everyone has very similar background as mine. Somehow, I didn't really think about how everyone's background would be so different when you grow up. But I grew up, my parents, you know, as you musician, you're always influenced by someone, right? You're not just going to the piano and start playing it. You know, someone has to influence you. And my mom was very musical, and she loved piano so much when she was younger that she would go to her school, like as the first person who arrived in the school, because they only have one piano. She was born in 1952, and Korea had the Korean War in 1950. So they were very poor. They were just getting out of the basically Korean War. And when she was younger, they didn't really have a lot of the music, you know, lessons or anything like that. So she wanted to play that piano so bad. She was the first one who arrived school and practice. So like when she got there one time, there was someone else was playing. So she said next day she was given getting there an
A little
hour
earlier.
early. So she would play that piano. So she was that much enthusiastic about music and just piano in general. So when she had me, she said she spent a lot of time listening music. And once I was like just curving my fingers, she was just so excited. She took me to the private lesson, you know, piano lesson. So piano lesson teacher told her like, oh, she's just too young. Maybe you should wait a year, at least a year or so. And then my mom begged her like, can you just at least try one lesson? Because I think hearing is capable of the learning, you know. So she persuaded it. So she gave me one lesson, and then she kept me ever since. And according to her, I was probably like 3.5 years old, 4 years. So since then, I've been always playing piano. So long story, you know, you ask about my playground, you know. Fortunately or unfortunately, I did not really have this kind of like going out and just play with other kids. But I was always very responsible somehow. I was born that way. So I would never just go out without doing my homework or practice. So I have my teacher always give me how much I should practice each tune. Then I'll sit down and I have to do that before I go out and do anything else. So my memory of my childhood is more like with music related. And I really think I enjoyed it a lot. And I wasn't really good at sports, you know, anything other things. I was good at school, but not other sports and anything else, but the music outside. So I would say that playground to me is more like than my childhood background as well as the music, but at the same time, kind of I'm also yearning. My childhood was most likely was like other people's childhood, more like liberal. And I wish I had more time to just not really doing things, but more experimenting. And I think I am kind of doing that right now. And my playground is like not something given to me. You know, my teacher give this tune and you should do it, but coming from my own and just enjoying it and experimenting it. So yeah, I felt like that's how I come up with the name.
I love that. Well, so you are very disciplined as a youngster.
Yeah, by nature, I think I was. My parents were, and I, by nature, yes.
And well, and so now naturally, you know, this whole thing, the notion of practice, and as in jazz world, they say being in the woodshed or in the shed,
Woodshed,
right? Is that what they say?
yes.
So what advice do you have? Because I know you're working closely with students, you have mentoring students, and maybe there's, Maybe that's the thing, is practice, or how do they strike a balance? What
I
have
th
you found with
sure. I think when it comes to, the words discipline or practice, people's mind is something boring, or something that you have to do, rather than you enjoying it. But I think if you really enjoy you learn how to enjoy the process and also learn how to enjoy the product of your practice time, I think you'll start loving it, start liking it. So a lot of times, learning language, language and music is the same way. The more you practice, you're gonna get better at it. So you're gonna have fun with it. Like if you're learning some new language and someone actually start understanding you, that's when you get excited and you want to learn more the language, because you can communicate. So same thing with the music. You get frustrated if you don't practice every day, if you're not disciplined, because you're not gonna be good at it. So if you keep doing it until you get really good at, people start liking your music, and that makes you joy, and you want to do more and more because now you're having fun doing it. So the kids, like for example, if the student's not doing well because they're not practicing, especially Berkeley kids, they are not really young. So I tell them, you have a two choice, whether it just keep sound bad and you just hate it, or you keep practicing until you're so good at, until you love it. So what would you choose, And then they will see it. They will see the result and how much they progress over a period of time, and they start enjoying it. And I think that's really rewarding.
I love that. Yeah, it's a good way to look at it, for sure. And
But
from
to
the
me,
heart.
yeah, and the thing is too, for jazz, more than the practicing really means is playing a lot. I think that's what it means. Classical background people usually are very, I would say, going into your practice room, it's very lonely way. You cut down everything, with the time spending other people, but you just focusing on your practicing, 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 on your own. Yet jazz is a little different. You more than you sit down and just practicing your own, you're playing with the other people. That's the only way that you can really get better. And also, rather than you staying in the practice room alone, you gotta be out there and playing. That's a lot better than 100 hours you practice alone in the practice room. So being visible, it's the key for the jazz. So you always just have to play. You have to play gigs everywhere, somewhere. You gotta. That's one of the things that I playground helps me. I'm in when I get home. I'm so excited to just put on my piano off because I got the new Steinway grand piano. And then I just go there and start playing it. And then when I'm like getting, excited, now I start recording things, So I think that keeps me as a regular performer. My mind is already, I'm going home, but I'm doing this and I'm getting more excited because I'm not gonna lose that kind of live performer kind of attitude. So I think that's for jazz, that's more important. You have to be visible, and so people need to know you're playing anywhere, and that's when you actually grow as a jazz musician.
Okay, I like that. I like that too. And the whole improv thing and being ready, right? Being on the
Anytime,
ready
right?
to try to
Yes,
find your
exactly.
groove, find your color. Oh, I gotta ask, speaking of which, because you're on the colors of jazz, I'm gonna ask, what color is influencing your day? Or maybe you have a favorite color you'd like to share today.
The color. My favorite color is royal blue.
Ooh,
Usually royal
okay.
blue is my favorite color. And today I'm wearing dark green and red lipstick.
Oh,
Somebody
okay.
gave me as a gift, one of my friend when she graduated, she gave me as a gift. I'm wearing this red lipstick every day. So I think it goes well, and for especially for the gig tonight. So I'm wearing dark green today, but usually my favorite is royal blue,
Royal
dark
blue.
blue.
Oh, well, 'cause St. Patrick's Day too, right? With the green. Yeah, you're right on time for that. About your Instagram, people can find you out online, like your different handles,
It's my
website.
name. Yeah, literally just my name. Harim John, HERIMJON. Harim John. Yeah, and if you ever forget, if you just Google, you will see a lot of my website and, like you said, post and everything, album, where you can go to hear me. A lot of information you can Google as well. But my name, and you're gonna see the Insta and other places that I post a lot of my live music. Yeah, you can be
Well, you know,
connected.
being here, when I like sometimes write to you or like even call you, I'm like, hey, you get that a lot.
Yeah, sometimes
Hey,
they,
hey, hey.
yeah, I know. It's kind of like Asian culture. You will see this like two words for the first name, and sometimes people think that's the middle name. So Hey Rim, yeah, Hey Rim is my first name, and it came
Oh, okay,
from
it's combined always,
Combined
right?
Hey Rim, yes, and the last name John, JEON. So it's because the Asian culture, especially Japan and Korea and China, in the ancient time, they shared the Chinese letter. So they still that tradition that when they write a name of somebody and or the streets, or like old documentation, you will see the Chinese letters. And Chinese letter, each letter has a different meaning. So that's why Hey is its own meaning, and Rim is its own letter with its different meaning. So Hey Rim means abundance in mercy, and John last name means perfection. So when you combine perfection in abundance in mercy, so it has that each letter has a different meaning. So I kept that kind of meaning of the each letter. So Hey Rim and then last name John.
Okay, I love that. That clarifies. I definitely, I always kind of chuckle, when I think about addressing you. So that's interesting too. And what's in a name? I love the meaning of your name.
Meaning,
Go
yeah.
figure, right?
And
Who knew?
I actually, a lot of people may have English name as well, and I'm a Korean American. So I could have chosen my English name, but my parents put a lot of thoughts in their mind when they kept, I mean, when they first created my name. So I wanted to keep that, and I wanted to keep calling. I love the meaning of it, and I love when people call my Korean first name. So I kept it even after I came to UNICE.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I cannot wait to see you in person in the studio on the 23rd, bringing the music, bringing the live stream. It's going to be a blast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. As always, it's sort of a reunion, you know? Yeah, I'm excited. I cannot tell you. Oh, I don't think you want to invite anybody, but you have a seat
Sure, I'll
if
let
you
people
want to
know.
invite somebody. If you want your mom to come, I don't know if
Sure,
she's up for it.
she will.
Yeah, bring your
She
mom.
loves. Yes, she would love to be there.
We're collecting a list to make sure we
Oh,
have know how many people so we
sure.
don't overfill the room.
Yes, I'll have definitely. I have one guest. She's coming
Okay.
with me. So
Oh, awesome. I
awesome.
can't wait to meet her.
Awesome.
I'm psyched. What's your mom's name?
Her name is He Suk Yang. So her last,
Isuk.
He Suk Yang. Yeah.
Isuk.
Yeah, He Suk. And Yang is her last name. So interestingly, Korean woman doesn't change their last name when they marry.
Okay.
So, she basically had never changed to my father's last name when she married, which is John. So she kept all the way. And so her last name is Yang, even if she's my maternal mom.
Okay.
Yeah. So He Suk is her first name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to meet her. I'm psyched.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you go do you. All right.
Sure.
Enjoy your
Okay.
gig.
Thank you. All right.
All
And
right.
we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. Have a great evening. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.